This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Listen now as Jesus gives us a message for the church in Revelation chapter 2. How do we know it is Jesus speaking? Because he identifies himself as John identified him earlier. Notice that in the earlier case, Jesus was standing among the lampstands. Now he is walking among them. So what Jesus is saying is what he has seen, what he knows. He sees good things, and he commends the church for them. But he also sees bad things, the problems, and he points them out as condemnations. He goes one step further and tells them how to fix the problems. And there is a reward for those who follow his advice and do away with the problem. There are four of the seven churches addressed in chapter 2. If you just read the commendations of these churches, you would think they were great churches. What they are doing right includes good deeds, toil, perseverance, not enduring evil men, and putting false apostles to the test and recognizing that they are false, hating the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Notice it is not hating the Nicolaitans, it is hating the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Being persecuted for the sake of the name of Jesus, holding fast the name of Jesus, even in the face of the death of one of their own, simply doing this where Satan dwells. Love, faith, service, and doing deeds that are even greater than at the beginning of their Christian life. With a list of commendations like that, what could possibly be wrong with the church? It all began with leaving their first love, as recorded in the first church. That is, they did these good things, but for the wrong reason. They were doing them out of habit or rote or just because they needed to be done. They still loved Jesus, but he was on the back burner, so to speak. Leaving your first love is different from losing it. When you leave it, you know where it is. You simply walk away from it. That is why Jesus told them to remember from where they had fallen, from where they left it, and repent, and do what they did at the first, when they first became believers in Jesus. The second church that was being persecuted was not doing anything wrong, so they were told to not fear what was to come and to be faithful until death. In the third church, we find that those who were holding fast to his name were also listening to those who believed it was all right to follow the teaching of Balaam and to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit acts of immorality. They even had some who believed the teaching of the Nicolaitans. These Jesus told to repent. There is one more condition that Jesus pointed out that needed to be changed. In the fourth church, there was false teaching in the church from a woman he called Jezebel. She was leading believers astray so that they committed acts of immorality and ate things sacrificed to idols. They were simply following the example she told them about and set, because we are told they were her deeds. They would not have done them if she had not suggested it in such a way that made it seem to be all right with God. Again, the cure is to repent. And what will happen if they do not follow the recommendations of Jesus and do what it takes to fix the situation? The penalties, for want of a better word, are far-reaching and varied, beginning with having the church removed from its place and being at war with the Word of God. The more severe the deed, the more severe the judgment. The last church mentioned here will have those who follow Jezebel killed. But what happens if they do repent? They will be an overcomer and eat of the tree of life. They will not be hurt by the second death. They will be given the crown of life. They will receive some of the hidden manna and a white stone with the new name on it that only they know. They will have authority over the nations and will rule them with a rod of iron, just as Jesus has received authority from his Father, and they will be given the morning star. The conditions of these churches represent the conditions of churches throughout the ages, and there is probably a little of all the churches in every church. There will be those who leave their first love, but it is retrievable, those who are persecuted, those who are influenced by the world too much, those who believe false teaching. But there are also those who hold fast to the teaching of Jesus, those who have overcome, those who have ears to hear and who hear what the Spirit says to the churches. These words from Revelation are especially important to us today, as we face many of the conditions described here. Unfortunately, these words may be the least heard when people speak of Revelation. Usually, the emphasis is on the tribulation part of the book. But for us, as believers, as overcomers, this part of the Revelation is important and encouraging. There are many details left out of this brief account, but what has been said here is meant to give you something to think about as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.